Warning. Possible spoilers ahead.
And now we're pleased to bring you our feature presentation.
Okay, back to stuff. Talk.
Okay.
Okay, that should be good.
Okay.
The things we do for you people. I don't even know who you people are.
The five people.
The quest for perfect sound. Mitchell's obsession.
I can tell. Anyway, we have no idea where that cut off, because it just cut off at some point.
Well, you were still being recorded on my mic.
But will you be able to hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
If not, I'll up the,
that little snippet?
I got it.
Okay.
Don't worry about
work
it.
Work your audio magic. Anyway, so I think that's awesome that they're doing another Scooby-Doo. Final thing. That's it.
What was your movie news?
You want to know my movie news? Obviously, I personally think it's a little better than the others, because Jeff Goldberg has signed on for Jurassic World 2.
I don't even know his
Jeff
name.
Goldberg. What the fuck is his name? Whatever, it doesn't matter. He signed on for Jurassic World 2. Shut the fuck up. I'm so tired, Mitchell. I still have to drive another half hour to get home.
Jeff Goldblum.
He signed on. I'm so excited. He's so good. I'm so excited to see what they do. Is that not awesome?
I guess.
That's amazing.
I saw it.
He was like,
huh, that's cool.
That's not huh, that's cool. That's fantastic. He's like one of the best parts of that movie.
You say so.
Oh, I'm so disappointed in you right now. Was he not, like...
It's been a while since I watched Jurassic Park,
Jurassic Park is so good. You should watch it again. Even in between all the other stuff we're watching. Anyway, that's my movie news. That's exciting. Also, Kingsman came out with their official first trailer.
I know.
Yeah.
We talked about this.
Did we?
Yeah.
No. That was the teaser trailer. This is the official trailer.
I know. We talked about this. I talked about it at work.
Oh, I think you talked about it at work, because we talked about the teaser trailer here, but we did not talk about the actual trailer.
I'm not talking about here. I'm talking about in life.
No, we did not in life.
I think we did in life.
I don't think so. But anyway, that also came out.
I still haven't watched it, because I haven't seen the first one.
Well, yeah. Yeah, don't see those. Don't watch it, because it gives away a lot, and you're like, what the fuck, guys?
Like trailers.
It's not enough, but it's a lot at the same time.
Over trailers.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just see whatever they play in the movies and then be like, God damn it, now I know everything about this movie.
Seriously. Anyway. Okay. So I think that's all the movie news I have.
Yeah.
Cool.
I feel like there was something else I wanted to say after that.
I don't know. Did they start filming Jurassic World 2? Do you know?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Okay.
Anyway.
What did we see Friday?
We saw Smurfs Friday.
Oh, yeah.
We saw Smurfs Friday, and it was just as mediocre as I was expecting it to be.
It was pretty straightforward by the numbers.
I don't even know how we're supposed to actually talk about it, because it was just like... I think the most surprising part was the fact that... What's his name? Joe Manganiello was fucking
awesome.
Fighty Smurf. What was his
fighty
name?
Smurf.
Heavy, worky out Smurf. Strong Smurf. Strongy Smurf.
Hefty Smurf.
Hefty Smurf. Hefty Smurf. He sounds like a glad bag. Hefty.
I thought he was. I forget the guy's name. I can't even think of it now.
I don't know. I'm so tired. I can't think of names. I'm so sorry, guys. Also, it's real hot in here. Oh, my God. I'm dying.
Maybe you can take off your panel.
It's not even, like, thick. Oh, my God. Anyway, so, yes, they had him, which was surprising to me.
I like Danny Pudi and Jack McBriar.
Mm-hmm.
They were good.
Yes.
Everyone was good or fine or whatever in it.
It was just...
There's no real complaints.
No, it was just shrugging. It was a G movie meant for children. We saw it. I mean, the kid watching it next to us was super cute. He was real into it.
Was he?
Yes. He was with his mom and I think his dad, maybe older sister. But they had a lot of popcorn for that little boy. Like, I swear to God. But he was like up in his seat, like very focused on the screen. And I'm like, at least someone's thoroughly enjoying this movie. Good for you.
I liked Gargamel, actually.
Gargamel, yeah.
He was pretty good.
He was probably the best part of the movie.
Rainn Wilson.
Yes, he was very good. It was funny, his vulture and the cat.
Yes.
It was really good.
Haley loved for some reason.
The vulture?
Yeah.
I thought he was adorable. When they introduce him and he's all, like, evil, and then he's just this dopey vulture that can barely fly and stuff. It's so cute. I don't know. I thought that intro for that bird was so good. I was like, oh my God, I'm so excited.
And then I totally nailed it that Frank Welker was the cat.
Yes, you did. There's four people who do... animals and like sound effects and stuff.
I think it's like two.
Yeah. Both in the movie is the vulture and the cat.
Bradley Baker was the vulture and Frank Welker was the cat.
Yes, yes.
Frank Welker also did the voice of, what was the tiger's name in Aladdin?
Raja?
Yeah.
Yeah. He did that?
Yeah.
Hmm.
The limited growling and roaring that was there.
And the little like weird meow noises every once in a while. Uh-huh.
That was him.
I mean,
crazy.
That'd be a really cool job. Like, you go in and all you have to do is, like...
Roar.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you don't even have to memorize lines. You just have to sound like an animal, and then you leave. I wonder how long that takes. Like, is it just a day's worth of work, or is it, like,
a week? I mean, for, like, Aladdin,
probably. Probably, yeah. He just does a variety of sounds, and he's like, okay, guys, pick out what you want. I'm going back to bed.
I don't know if he goes back to bed. I think he goes to record Fred.
Oh, yeah, that's true. He does do Scooby-Doo as well.
His friend.
Yes, not Scooby-Doo the dog, Scooby-Doo the show.
He might do Scooby-Doo now.
Now? Really?
Yeah.
How long has he done Fred? Does he do Fred in all of them? He's the only Fred. Really? That's pretty cool. I like that. Fred is such a good character. Mystery Inc. Fred is hilarious.
Obsessed with cats.
Fred in general, like the way that he's written and that he interacts with everyone is so good. I love him so much. He's so stupid.
Okay, gang.
He's a lovable dope and I love him.
Where's my phone?
What's it saying? What you got, Mitchell? Who's trying to talk to you? Don't they know we're important? Here.
No, it's telling me to go home.
Doing our thing. Oh.
Go to sleep.
Haley should go home and go to sleep.
9 o'clock.
Seriously. I'm not getting home until like nearly 11.
You'll be home at like 10.
Oh my gosh. That's good.
I'll copy the stuff and you can leave.
Okay. Anyway. I don't know. The Smurfs was definitely a movie where you, like, the trailer ruined it. I think it would have been better if I...
It would have been way more surprising if it, like, I mean, it's obvious that,
yes.
Like, oh, hey, it's some weird creature in the woods. I mean, it's obvious.
Oh, there's another village. Oh, no, who inhabits it? Obviously, girls. Like,
obviously, girl Smurfs.
Yes.
But you don't have to, like,
blatantly show it. Come on, guys.
Even let the little kids see something crazy.
Right, like a little mystery. So everyone's like, like they have that moment in the theater. Come on. Not 3 months beforehand and you're like, oh, well, I know this movie.
Everybody knew Smurfette's job was, Haley.
Oh my gosh. Do we have to? I feel like you always blame me for getting things sexual. And all of a sudden,
I don't blame you.
Mitchell makes things sexual.
I'm gonna do that.
No, I think last episode we talked. Anyway, regardless. Yeah, sure. That.
Fine, I'll cut that out.
You don't have to cut it out. I'm just saying. Mitchell's like, this episode's getting real explicit. Mitchell makes things real explicit. What is her job, Mitchell? Do tell the world, just in case anyone doesn't know what Smurfette's job is in the Smurf Village.
Well, in the beginning of the movie, they're all like, huh, I wonder what a Smurfette does.
Oh my
and
God.
And obviously, they bone down.
Sucking dick.
Now who's making it explicit?
Both times. I love the fact that she is the only person who wears high heels ever. Like, she doesn't have to wear high heels. She could just wear normal Smurf shoes. Also,
it was the character design.
I guess, yeah. When
in the 80s or whenever it came out.
Yeah, when they had very rigorous, obviously, you have to put things with, what, anyway. When have Smurfs had tails?
I don't know.
I've never seen Smurf tails.
Always?
I guess, because there was tails in this, and I've never realized that Smurfs had tails sticking out of their pants.
I don't know if they're always sticking out of their pants.
I mean, a majority of them I saw had little Smurf tails, like their little button, like,
I know
boops.
What you're talking about. I have no idea.
I don't know either. I've never
watched Smurfs.
Neither have I, beyond the Robot Chicken skits with Smurfs in them, but I don't remember them having tails.
Seven Smurfs.
Yeah.
What's in the box, Jokey? What's in the box?
Nosy Smurf was kind of funny. Even though he was a perv.
Well, all right.
Like, he's a weirdo. Nosy Smurf needs to get kicked out of Smurf Village.
Okay, then.
I'm just saying.
I feel like all the girl Smurfs were better characters than all the dude Smurfs.
I think the girl Smurfs didn't have one characteristic to...
That's not really true, because Stormy was just always serious and shit.
But she wasn't fucking serious Smurfette. like she was her characterization was like rough and tumble, but she could still do other things. It wasn't just like, well, I'm funny, so all I'm gonna do is tell jokes. Or like, well, she's the dragonfly riding Smurf, so all she does is ride dragonflies.
It's not like all Hefty did was lift weights.
I mean, he did a lot of lifting weights and making references to lifting weights and working out. What did Nerdy Smurf, all he did was nerdy shit.
I don't think that was his name.
Brainy, like, Brainy Smurf.
Yeah, that's it.
That's weird. I would have called, well, I guess nerdy wouldn't be a nice word to go around. You're Nerdy Smurf, all the kids on the playground. I don't want to be Nerdy Smurf. You be Nerdy Smurf, you nerd.
What? Who's playing Smurfs?
I don't know. Kids are weird. If Smurfs come back, Mitchell.
No kids are that weird. Maybe it's playing Smurfs.
I don't. I personally would not have played Smurfs, but I'm sure there's some group of children.
Nobody would have played Smurfs.
You don't know that.
Maybe some insane person. Maybe the guys who wrote the blue song played Smurfs. But no person in their right mind has ever played Smurfs.
What did you play on the playground, Mitchell?
I told you, we played Mommy's Alive once.
That's right. Just once?
That I can remember. That's the only thing I can remember doing stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I did it all the time.
That was the one thing I can think of.
Mommy's Alive, that very specific Mommy's Alive.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Who are you? Do you remember which character you were, Mitchell?
Think I was Ramsay?
Okay, that's what I picture you as.
What? I can't be a mummy?
No. I feel like little Mitchell would be, because he's the only person who would go to that playground and be like, let's play Mummies Alive, guys. I'm going to be the main character you all have to save.
I'm pretty sure my friends were into it.
But I'm saying little Mitchell was definitely the one to come up with that.
I was the instigator. Yes. Playing Mummies Alive.
Yes. No other kid would be like, I want to play Mummies Alive.
Whatever.
Mitchell's the weird kid who says, I want to play Smurfs.
I've never seen Smurfs.
I know, but if it was popular at the time, Mitchell definitely would have been like, Smurfs.
What the fuck do you do with Smurfs? Oh, hey, Jokey Smurf.
I don't know.
Just everybody stands in their separate corners doing what the Smurfs do.
Yes. Oh my god.
Nobody plays Smurfs. Ever in the history of the playground, no one has ever played Smurfs.
Oh, I love how the playground has its own history. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah, Smurfs was fine.
It was fine.
No complaints.
No.
Except that they gave everything away.
In the trailer. Mm-hmm. Then.
but it was a okay way to kill an hour and a half. Most people probably don't go see Smurfs.
No, I don't think so. I think unless you have a toddler who can't, you don't want to go see anything above a G movie.
The ending was pretty good.
Yeah, it was.
It got better in the ending.
I think it was. It was a little surprising.
Some of the jokes were pretty good, though.
Yeah, depending on who was telling them.
It wasn't bad.
Give it like a C? I'd give it a C.
Eh, you should watch it. Just go watch it. You can shrug at us later.
If that's the only movie that fits your schedule like it did ours.
You can shrug at us. You're like, I guess that was fine.
Don't go to a matinee for Smurfs. Don't pay full price. Go to that $5 Movie Tuesdays.
Which we will probably be doing. So we may be talking about 4 movies a week.
So many movies.
Them summer movies coming up.
No, it's going to be bad, Mitchell. They're going to start. They're starting like next week, aren't they?
Well, then, like
technically
I said,
Fast and the Furious.
Tuesday. Somebody didn't want to go see Born in China.
I was tired and I had to do laundry.
Now you're tired and... we have to do the podcast.
I know, Mitchell. Trust me. I'm aware. Anyway.
What was the second movie? I don't remember.
Tommy's
movies.
Honor.
I don't remember movies well.
Come on, Mitchell. Get it together. We went and saw Tommy's Honor Saturday.
I experienced them and enjoyed them. And then...
you don't remember them after that?
I have other things to think about unless you bring it up.
It's real hard to make a movie podcast if Mitchell can't remember the movies.
I remember them when you say, or if I thought about it. But that's what you're here for.
Okay. Good to know.
Tommy's Honor.
With Dad and Grandma.
Something you've probably never heard of.
Nope.
And probably won't go see.
Nope.
But
it's probably out of theaters at this point in time.
Yeah, definitely out of theaters now.
Yeah.
We were lucky we saw it.
Mm-hmm, we were.
But you should see it.
It was. Well, especially if you like golf in particular, because it's a movie about the modernization of golf.
Or Scotland, if you like
Scotland. Or
Scotland,
yes. I was slightly surprised that they didn't go for like those real nice beauty shots. Like they had the intro where they're going over the sea, but it wasn't like the scenery... poor Scotland has been used a lot to be like, oh, so pretty, oh, all this stuff. But it was a very, like, muted movie.
I thought it was good.
No. I mean, just...
it showed you the city and the golf courses. All that green.
All that green. All that old green where they're like, we'll just make it here. These are mounds of grass that aren't too long, right?
I don't think that's how they made it.
Mounds of grass that aren't too long.
I'm pretty sure there's a lot of thought.
More planning. Yeah, I would assume so. But still, that's what it looked like. They looked like, well, this is a big patch of green. Let's just put holes around. I don't know.
I mean, all of Scotland is green, so...
all the holes. I mean, how big is Scotland? They had 70 golf courses. That man made 70 golf courses alone.
I think it was in the UK. I don't think it was just Scotland.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
But yeah, Tommy's Honor was good.
Mm-hmm.
There was Elder Tommy and Younger Tommy.
Mm-hmm. Thomas and Tommy. Or Thomas Jr.
And it was about golf.
It was about golf. It was about the father-son duo who essentially made it so golfers actually earn money instead of just playing for all the rich assholes in the club.
In the club.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was more the younger Tommy than the older Tommy. Older Tommy was like, you stay where you're supposed to be.
Oh, yeah. I suppose that as well.
He was stuck in his old ways.
Yeah. What was I going to say?
I liked all their cute little Scottishness.
It was good. It was cute and it was Scottish. It definitely reminded me of like one of the BBC's like long... I know. It definitely seemed like one of the things that they do where it's like their hour long or 2 hour long special like episode movie things that they put together. Like King Richard they do every year with like big names that were... it felt like, yeah, whatever. Mitchell's shaking his head like he doesn't understand.
I don't know about British TV.
I'm sorry.
All I know is Doctor Who.
That's it?
No, that's not it.
I was going to say.
But not every show gets... yeah, whatever. This isn't about Mitchell's knowledge about British TV.
I was very disappointed, even though they can't help it because it's just historical.
That everybody died.
But everyone dies. Yes. It was so sad. He died on Christmas, too. And it's not spoilers. It's just fucking history.
Spoiler alert for history.
These are things already happened.
History spoilers,
I'm
guys.
Sorry.
And then the father outlives.
Right. Everyone in his family. Like, you start off and, like, the younger brother already is, like, paralyzed. He can't use his legs, so they have to carry him everywhere.
Polio, maybe?
Possibly polio. They never actually explain that at all. All of a sudden, like, it didn't even hit you. Yeah, it's just like, I'm like, oh, like in the very beginning, I was like, he's being cute with his little brother and picking him up and putting him in chairs and stuff. And then as they grow older, I'm like, he's still not walking. There's something wrong. They made him a cart.
I thought that at first, too.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, he can't. Oh.
Before they got him the cart, I was like, is he paralyzed? And then they got him the cart.
He was like, yes, paralyzed. And then Tommy dies at fucking 24, too.
And on Christmas.
On Christmas Day. Like, that's terrible. He wins the, like, this awesome thing to prove that he's the best golfer in all of the UK. And then he dies.
He doesn't have a coat, so he gets a sick.
So he gets a sick, Mitchell.
Shut up. A sick. I was going to say a cold, and then I said sick.
He gets a sick.
Yes, he gets a sick.
And then he's just sad for the next, like, what, 2 days? And then he dies and is freaking, like, on the couch all huddled up. He's just so sad looking. That's such a sad position to die in.
His wife did die.
I know. And he died of, like, a broken heart. And he was also drinking alcohol very heavily. And then he's like, I'm going to go golf in the snow and say, fuck it.
He wasn't drinking then.
What do you mean?
He was like, I got this, guys.
Well, he was pretty. I think he was pretty drunk when he started that golf tournament.
No, he wasn't.
He was fairly hungover. They picked him up.
He was hungover for sure. Though, I mean, he's Scottish, so.
That doesn't mean anything. Being hungover is just like, normal day, waking up, whatever.
Yep.
90% of Scotland's always hungover.
He was drinking since he was 6, Haley.
It's all good. They're fine.
It was in the 1800s.
It was the cure-all for everything. Have a little whiskey. You'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
Some good Scotch whiskey.
Yes. It'll be good. It was the
they drank
cure.
It like it was water, Haley.
It's because all the other water was fucking bad. Like, you don't die from whiskey. You die from drinking that water, though.
They made this with the whiskey with the water.
But they still have to, like, boil it and get all the bad bacteria. I'm pretty sure that's... But no.
So
that's
you
like...
can't do that with normal water?
Oh, they didn't think about it.
They didn't think about it. It was the 1800s, not the 1600s. Well, I'm pretty sure they learned that in the 1400s.
No, no way. 1400s, like, that's like plague days. No one was fucking cleaning water in the plague days.
Yes, that's true.
No one was wiping their ass in plague days, Mitchell. Like, come on.
It happened when the one doctor figured out the spread of disease by cholera, and it was related to the
water,
the one water pump everyone was using. It was mixing with their shit somehow.
Because fucking white people are gross as hell. Like, why are you shitting your water? Jesus, how did we get to this point? How are we all still alive?
They did it on purpose.
Still, they were just
like, ooh, let me shit in my drinking water. This will be good for me.
It took them a fucking long time to figure this shit out. You know what's great? Maybe not shit and what we're eating. That's always plus. Maybe we should clean ourselves more with actual soap.
They didn't have soap. Soap was expensive.
How did we get to this point in time?
Also, soap is apparently, because I've been reading up on soap making, soap is very poisonous.
Is it? Oh.
Like, the making of soap and using lye.
Oh, shit.
Lye is apparently not a good thing to mess around with.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things you're not supposed
very
to
make. Caustic.
What does it make you do? Does it make you just poison and die? It's not like mercury, all of a sudden you go insane.
No.
Okay. I was just curious.
It's poisonous. I don't think it's going to, like, super kill you, but it's definitely not going to make you feel good.
Okay. Just curious. Anyway, anything else? Tommy's Honor.
That was good.
It was pretty good.
It was also, like we mentioned about Your Name last week, it was also very subtle.
Yes, it was very good. It started off slow, and it didn't really pick up pace too much. You just had to watch it.
Care about the characters.
Yes, it did a very good job of doing that. Like, when his wife died, I was like, what the fuck is wrong? Like, he doesn't even get a baby, and why? Like, he's nothing. He's left with nothing.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
His wife died in...
Child labor. With the baby being dead, too.
History spoilers.
Fucking... Goddamn. Thank God modern medicine, because too many people die with all sorts of shit, man. Especially women. That shit's fucked up. Why we gotta be made our bodies so bad?
Okay, go pee. Okay. But yeah, I really liked Dumb and Dumber.
Mm-hmm. It was much better than I expected it to be. I wasn't really going in with any, like,
expectations
at all. Cause,
we didn't have any.
Which is good. No, there was no trailer. We literally just knew it was about the father and son who essentially made golf better.
And we knew our dad and grandma would like it because mm-hmm. they like golf.
Yes, I think dad liked it a lot more than grandma. Grandma was like okay about it.
Dad liked that golf humor.
Dad was laughing. We weren't sitting next to him because it was a full theater, but dad definitely liked that golf humor in there. The little subtle things. You could hear him. It's a very small theater filled with cute old people who didn't know how to turn off their phones at some points.
That lady. And then the guy next to us is like, you can't turn off your phone.
Really? I did not hear him.
He was talking to his wife or whatever.
Oh my god, that's...
He was being a real grump.
Calm down, like...
Grumpy old people. And I love the old people who, I think they were next to you, were like, what is this movie about?
Oh my god, yeah, they were next to me, like, behind one row. And they were like... What is this? What did, like, I was like, are they in the right theater? Do they know what they're doing? Has someone brought them here and just left? I'm very concerned. I think they figured it out.
Crazy old people.
We're going to be those old people, though, Mitchell. We're going to.
Grandma.
we're just going to be like, let's go to a movie. It doesn't matter which movie, just a movie.
We do that anyway.
I know, but as, like, an older person, you just, like, I got time now. Just get up and go.
We're not going to be like, what's this movie about?
They got to have something to do, Mitchell. They got to keep themselves spry.
Also, if you're asking what the movie is about, you obviously haven't seen enough movies to have seen the trailer.
Yeah, that's true.
But we haven't seen a trailer for it.
No.
So.
It's because it's a super small British, Scottish movie.
Which you should go see.
Yeah. Even though it's probably out of theaters.
But you probably can't go see it. So maybe if you want to rent it or something.
Wait for it. It'll be out in probably like, what, a month?
Probably now.
Video on demand. I'm sure the BBC has aired it at least 3 times.
But it was good.
Mm-hmm.
Recommend.
Yes.
And then...
Sunday.
Third movie we saw at the AMC.
It was at the AMC.
Which was good.
And we got that platinum card.
It's a premiere card.
Premiere, platinum, black, whatever.
You get to skip the lines.
What lines, though? I'm so confused about that. What lines they are? Because there's no lines. What line? I mean, where do they have,
there,
like?
There is lines.
Oh, I guess.
We went there at like 11:30. No one was.
That's
there.
That's true.
but
we
if, say we go on a Tuesday night. When we get $5 have a ticket.
Excuse us. We're better than you. Get out of our way.
Don't you know who we are?
We have that black card. So move aside.
Part of the Stubbs premiere.
Ugh, you wouldn't understand. Anyway,
you know who we are. We're the Cinema Siblings.
Duh, Mitchell and Haley. Like, come on.
Here's our autograph. Bye.
You're like, what the fuck?
You don't even ask. You just give it to them.
Throw it in their face. Knock the popcorn out of their hand.
Or you take the popcorn, Haley.
I know. No. I want to show them that their popcorn isn't even worth going into my mouth.
Nope. Gotta take it.
Knock it out. And then eat my popcorn because their popcorn's not as good.
Their trash popcorn.
Trash popcorn. Anyway.
Their candy?
I would take their candy, yes. Candy's in short supply. Not popcorn on the ground. Candy in my hand.
Throw it on the ground.
I
don't need your popcorn. I'm an adult.
Okay, anyway, on Sunday we saw Colossal.
And it was also good.
Mm-hmm. It's with Anne Hathaway. It was another, like, small indie film, right?
I forgot Jason Sudeikis was in it.
Yeah, I was not expecting him.
Yeah.
He was a real douchebag.
He was a real douchebag.
All the guys in that movie were kind of douchebags.
They were. One of them was a weirdo. They were all... Well, besides Jason Sudeikis, who was just pure...
He was an ass. He deserved what happened to him. He was an ass. Everyone
else was just kind of there.
Well, I mean... They were all just fucking bad. I don't know. They had no, like, I mean, not to say you have to have good male characters, because fuck if anyone, like, cares about anyone. But, like, they were just all assholes. And I kind of appreciate, like, none of them really had redemption arcs at all. No. And I was like, this is solid.
Not even Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway was okay. But then at the end, I think she still went back and drank.
Probably.
That's what she was implying.
Probably.
Everyone was a terrible person in this movie. At least Anne Hathaway had a conscience about it, though.
A little bit.
Like, she woke up and she was like, oh shit, what did I do? Anyway, yeah. this movie is about a woman who finds out that she can control a giant monster who appears in Seoul.
Seoul, Korea?
Yes, yeah. South Korea.
South Korea.
It's South Korea. It is not North Korea. We are not allowed in North Korea.
I just wouldn't know if it was Korea.
It is Korea,
or
yes.
Vietnam.
No, it is not. Seoul, South Korea.
It's the place in, I don't know.
I don't know.
Moving on.
Anyway, geography. Anyway, so she can control this giant monster whenever she steps inside of children's playground at a certain time.
That she got struck by lightning at?
Something like that. I think it was just her anger.
When she was a kid?
Her anger manifested and lightning struck her and then she became this awesome monster.
I don't know about awesome.
It was pretty good.
There was viral videos of it.
There was lots of viral. And then, yeah, it was pretty good. I liked the modern take on, like, oh, if there's a giant monster that appears in a random city, people make fucking memes out of it. Like, that's exactly what we would do.
And then everybody in Seoul was like, okay, we're just gonna chill here.
Yeah, they were like, well, this monster's attacked us at least 5 times and it's killed a couple people.
It's destroyed buildings.
It's destroyed a lot of our city. We're still gonna chill.
Let's just chill.
It'll be fine. What, like, not even
Let's
so
not
much.
Get out of the monster area.
Yeah, because they knew where it was gonna appear, so they could have just evacuated those blocks, but all those people were still on the streets whenever it came around.
And everyone's like, oh no, the monster, quick, evacuate.
Oh my gosh, it's like, you knew this. You knew this was gonna happen.
So dumb. Please be smarter than that if a giant monster or robot attacks world.
Look, guys, look. Learn, I mean...
If it's attacking the same area, evacuate. Or if it's like in Pacific Rim, build real big walls.
But
and
that
then
the
giant robots.
Well, the real big walls were after they were going to shut down the robot plan.
Gotta do both.
But the walls didn't help anything. They made a point of that where it smashed right through, and they were like, "That's not doing anything."
I guess that's true.
And that's how Charlie Hunnam was like, "Well, this is bullshit. I have to go fight in a robot again to actually help people."
And then they had flying monsters, anyways.
Yeah, I mean, walls are not the answers, guys.
Unless they're really big.
No,
unless
we're little humans.
Fields.
Unless they're force fields. I will give you force fields. But there is no way that normal humans... They said, like, all those people died making the wall. Like, this bullshit. Don't make a wall, people. This is stupid. I would have been like, y'all stupid.
I need to watch more Pacific Rim again.
Well, that movie, the second one's coming out. Or at some point, I know they're filming.
Godzilla King of Monsters is coming out.
So many good monster movies.
So many good giant monster movies.
Everyone needs giant monster movies.
Giant monsters and giant robots are the best.
Seriously, especially when they fight each other. Obviously, Pacific Rim is a number one.
A number one?
A number one.
Pacific Rim, number one.
Number one. What else? What else? What else?
Colossal.
Colossal. I don't know if I had any other thought. What else about this movie?
It was good.
It was good.
Kind of made... Oh, obviously, the characters just kind of made us angry.
Yeah, it was just frustrating because there was... None of them were... I mean, I guess it was okay because you got to see that they were, like, these are real people. Like, I could totally see... No, not in that sense, but they were...
I hope people don't exist who are like that.
But they do. But that's the problem, Mitchell. They totally fucking do. There's totally some douchebag who gets drunk every goddamn night. It's literally an abusive relationship, because as soon as he's sober, he's like, oh, I made a mistake. I don't mean to. Honey, come back to me, whatever. And then literally 12 hours later, drinking, crushing buildings.
I don't even know if he was drinking.
He was drinking.
I mean, like, afterwards, where he said he was sorry. Like, I don't think he was drinking.
No. That's the thing. He was like, oh, I'm sorry. But he didn't give two shits. He was just saying what he knew she wanted him to say.
Yeah.
So it's a fucking terrible, abusive relationship. He's a manipulative asshole, like most manipulative assholes are. That's just the characterization, though.
Just go to the cops.
Just go to the cops, guys. Literally go to the cops.
Especially after he gives you a black eye.
For real. Be like, he just fucking, like, punched the shit out of me. Seriously.
Her.
Like, this is assault at this point. Yes. He can go to jail. You don't have to be like, oh, if I can't talk to somebody, go to the cops. Like, he's not your boyfriend. You're not living with him. You don't see him for a lot in the day. Literally go to the cops and be like, look what this douchebag did, and they'll arrest him. Right? That's how cops work.
Hopefully.
Probably not, because...
I've never been in this situation.
No. It's a shitty situation, and it probably isn't that easy, because fucking everything sucks.
If you're in an abusive relationship, I hope you get out of it.
Obviously.
And I'm sorry for oversimplifying things.
Yeah, that's true. That's bad, yeah.
But you should probably go to the cops.
But for real. Or be like Anne Hathaway and, spoiler alert, turn into your giant monster and fucking kill him. Murder is the answer. Especially when you can get away with it. No one would suspect her, except for the guy that was watching the news exactly when she walked by. The other dude who didn't do anything.
Except for the two guys who knew she was a giant monster.
Yes. Except for the two guys who knew that she was a giant monster. But one of them didn't appear after they all accused, or he accused him of taking coke.
Doing coke.
He just didn't disappear for the rest of the movie. And the other one was obviously a spineless, like, wimp.
Just the cocaine fairy.
Yeah, the cocaine fairy. But the other kid, the younger one, who Anne Hathaway slept with, was just a freaking noodle. Like, he didn't do anything. He just sat there and didn't talk the entire time. And gave her, like, I'm sorry eyes. Like, bitch, you could have stopped something.
Jason Sudeikis is just being the biggest...
Seriously.
Douchebag imaginable.
Right, and he's just... standing there, really, like
gives him a ride.
There's no reason for this kid to be hanging out. There's literally, like, all he does is essentially give him, like, what, free alcohol or something, it seemed like. And then he was like, get in the car, watch me, like, jump around and kill all these people. Like, you're literally just watching on a screen as he stomps on Sol, and he's just like, no, this is fine, like, I'm not gonna do or say anything, which is a bystander. Like, it's such a good... It's a very good movie for, like, a metaphor of abusive relationships, because then you just have the fucking assholes who stand by and don't do anything, even though they know exactly what's happening. This entire movie is just about abusive relationships.
Pretty much.
I would like to see some, like, the director or writer or whatever write up and be like, yeah, this is all just abusive bullshit.
I'm sure there's something somewhere about
I'm that. Sure. Someone will write their thesis statement in college about that. Hey, there's some crazy shit that happens with thesis statements.
A footnote.
Maybe
some part of a bigger paper, but...
Maybe.
I'm thinking you write a paper about a single movie.
Yeah.
Unless it's Star Wars.
I'm positive.
It has to be bigger than Colossal.
I don't know. You can see some of the bullshit people throw out for their master's thesis, man.
Whatever. But yeah, that's what I learned at the movies this week, is that you can murder someone and get away with it if you're a giant monster.
Mm-hmm.
Or mass murder people and get away with it if you're a giant monster.
Yeah, that's true. And nobody else knows besides one guy who refuses to speak more than 5 words in, like, the entire movie.
And even if he did, who would believe him?
Ho, 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 ho.
Unless you, like... cooperated and showed people what happened.
Yeah, which I don't think Jason Sudeikis would have done at all. He seemed very reluctant to follow anyone else's rules besides his own.
I guess. Yeah.
I learned...
Getting away with murder is easy if you're a giant monster.
Apparently. I mean, I can see, obviously, lots of giant monsters get away with murder. Godzilla, all the monsters in Pacific Rim.
Godzilla. Godzilla.
What other big monsters are there? King Kong, I guess.
All the other Japanese ones we don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mothra and all them.
I'm not even talking about just...
Oh, the universe. Okay, got you. Just all of them.
All the other monsters
because,
that they've created.
Yes.
That one.
Japan is king of giant monsters.
That when we were little, we went to that weird video store.
Yes. We were like, what is this?
There's a weird fat kid riding a turtle with spikes on his back.
I don't think we got too far into those movies.
I'm pretty sure I watched them.
Did you?
Yeah.
I think I remember watching some of them and then being like, no, go sleep. Like I do.
What did you learn at the movies?
I learned a lot about golf.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I had no idea that, like, rich assholes would sit and be like, we're going to just bet on you playing this game and then pay you what we think you deserve. Like, that's insane to me. And then I loved how they, in that movie, they kept just coming like, well, you're not a gentleman. Right. Like, I was like, what kind of phrasing?
You could never be in the club. You're no gentleman.
You're not a gentleman. Like, with their stupid coats and their fucking brandy. Like, oh, Jeeves, come get my clubs.
Jeeves,
whatever his name was. Windrow or whatever.
Tommy, get my clubs. Because his dad was the caddy master or whatever.
So I learned a lot about golf, which I kind of, it was very interesting.
You gonna start playing it?
No. I'm not, it's not that interesting. I respect it a lot more.
Dad, grandma,
and grandpa very happy. No, I'm sorry, golf is still,
they can die happy.
Golf is still very boring to me, and it's very long, and it's normally out in the sun, which I don't approve of.
It's not that you don't approve of, it's just the sun is your mortal enemy.
It doesn't agree with me. But I have a much higher respect for it, I think. Like, I understand it a lot more. I would like to know, like, how do you just go about, I don't know. I still love, like, the idea of going to a patch of green and being like, this is now a golf course. Which I know that's super oversimplifying, but he literally was just pointing and being like, well, yes, there will be the green and this and this and this. And I'm like, is that how they did it? Like, some guy just came and was like, this is my
vision.
It's not
just some guy. He's like the master of a golf course.
I guess, yes. I'm sorry.
It's not just some weirdo walking around Scotland like, a golf course will go here.
He's like, what's it?
Build it,
and they will come, yes. And all of a sudden, weird people come out of the cornfield. People the come out of the moors, the Scottish moors, they just come out
with their golf clubs.
And their golf clubs and their little hats. The fucking suits. They look.
Everybody wore suits.
Everyone apparently. Like wool suits, immovable wool suits to play golf. Sounds terrible.
How skilled they were back then.
Oh my god.
I thought it's just that cold in Scotland.
It was very rainy. I guess it protected them against the rain.
They only have wool there. Anyways.
Only wool, yeah. It's all the sheep.
The sheep grazing on the golf courses.
Sheep, yep, gotta keep them trim. Anyway. And I don't think I learned anything from Smurfs. Smurfs was...
Except what Smurfette's good for.
Oh my god. Everyone already knew that, Mitchell.
Which is actually to save the Smurfs by absorbing magic.
Apparently. Yeah, I learned that she could absorb magic. I don't think that's in...
And that she was created by Gargamel? What the hell? When did that happen?
I knew that.
I had no fucking clue.
I'm pretty sure that's Smurf canon.
I definitely learned that at the movie.
Okay, where she was made... I didn't know she was made out of clay, but I knew, like, Gargamel was the one who made her. I'm pretty sure.
I had no fucking idea.
That might have been in that other movie, the second one with Neil Patrick Harris.
Well, Gargamel...
Was Smurfette...
I vaguely remember that he creates evil Smurfs.
Yeah... I mean, that makes sense.
There was four of them.
Was it a pack of...
A pack of evil Smurfs.
A pack of evil Smurfs.
A pack of regular Smurfs.
Evil.
With Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh, so is it an evil Smurf gang?
And then I'm sure, because this is what happens in children's movies, mm-hmm. Neil Patrick Harris was like, Papa Smurf, what are you doing? When it was the evil Smurf, who clearly has black hair instead of white hair.
And then only after, like, a couple things happens is Neil Patrick Harris like, wait a second, you're not Papa Smurf. And then he's like, you're right, you've caught on to our evil plan.
So easily.
Yeah. That probably happened.
Mm-hmm.
We should watch Smurfs just to find out.
Oh my gosh. That's on the bottom of the totem pole, Mitchell. We do not need to watch Smurfs.
No, not really.
All right. I think that's it.
I think that is it as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Mitchell.
I'm Haley. This was Cinema Siblings.
Episode 3.
Stay for the sting.
We're going strong, guys.
Yeah.
Stick with us.
Stay for the sting.
And stay for the sting.